Welcome to A Bit of Grace.
Hello, it's Julia. Today I want to talk about how we work together in sessions or even the life force transmissions. Because something that's important for you to know is that it's not me doing things. It's really just my connection. I'm a carrier of that light of consciousness, that life force energy, and that's the intelligent source that creates healing, not me doing something. I just read information and use the tools that I've been given to help fine tune or, you know, see what specific things we need to look at, that sort of thing. It's kind of like, you know, when a chef uses a favorite knife, it's not the knife that actually does the creation, is it? It's a tool. But when we're working together, sometimes we'll get into a chat about something and I'll bring up something, mention something in my life. And then that opens the door to you opening up a little more. I've seen it again and again and witnessed how I'm pushed to start speaking about some topic or reveal something in my history that often isn't the greatest or the most pleasant, but it helps the other person to open up. Because often, you know, one example is sort of the family we're raised in can leave us with a warped view of normal life. So when we start to chat about something, a situation, a past event, could be of mine, could be of yours, whatever it is, we're just opening up that conversation and letting that information flow. And 9 times out of 10, we then make a leap forward into another pocket, another file that needs to be looked at and cleared out of some sort of garbage that is stuck in our little mental data bank. Sometimes it may seem like we're chatting too much and you think you're not getting enough out of the session or whatever because we're chatting, and actually it's not significant. It just doesn't matter, because that's just your mind trying to think through things and think and analyze and that sort of thing, when really this energy and information knows exactly what you need, and you and I aren't in control of that. And the more we can accept and allow what is destined for that session or in that life force transmission at night while you're sleeping, the more you're able to benefit, because you're not putting up roadblocks. And, you know, some people, you'll hear me say, you know, they put up they have a castle wall and they've got a moat around it and a bridge and nobody can come across it. And that's all that control stuff we can get stuck in because we're so afraid of change and afraid of moving forward that we put up our walls to prevent that. So when we're chatting, if you could just allow yourself to just go with that and see what it turns up and what we discover, and stop trying to analyze and decide whether this session was better than the last one or what you want us to be dealing with. Because sometimes I'm trying to look at what you've named, the items you've named, and I'm not getting any access in that. But yet we'll start talking about something else. And then I get to come around and access that from a different angle, let's say. So the more you can accept and allow, the more we can get you moving forward. I guess that's about all I needed to say today. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Are you looking to improve? Then check out my services at juliagrace.ca and juliagracehealer.com.